Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know how much four-year-olds enjoy their birthday parties, and we're kicking ours off here on air right now. It's a tradition we've done every year since our very first anniversary of being on the AM airwaves, and we continue the tradition to this day. 4 years ago tomorrow was the first time the Political Cesspool ever took to the airwaves. 4 years, 800 shows later, here we are at RBN. There's been a lot of memorable moments along the way. The role we played in the Minuteman Project, the role we played in preserving the Confederate parks in Memphis, being on CNN, all of the great guests, becoming so renowned or notorious, depending on what your persuasion is. There's been a lot, more than we can cover in an hour, but we'll do our best. Eddie, I know you wanted to say hello to everybody. You have been on the show. This is, in fact, your first time to co-host since we've been on RBN. I know you wanted to say hello to the chief and everybody else out there, all your friends.
I certainly would like to. Matter of fact, chiefs, listen, we were speaking about, I was getting ready to talk about how the chief saw that snake coming down from the ceiling out at the WLRM radio studio out in Millington, Tennessee.
Well, we're going to talk to the chief about that. He's actually on the line. I got to make him wait for a minute. He's coming on at 11:05. I'm sure he'll talk about that story. All these stories, you know, that's why we're so blessed to have our extensive archives online. We can go back and relive that anytime we want. But, Eddie, all right, real quick. Favorite shows. I know you got to leave at, after the next break because you got to be at work at 5 in the morning. So, no rest for the weary. Your
God,
favorite shows,
so
the favorite
many,
shows you were a part of, what are they?
There's so many on there. I probably would the chief, probably Colonel Bo Grice was one, Dr. Stanley Monteith. I love Sam Dixon. Sam Dixon is probably the most eloquent man I could, I've ever heard speak. You know, I only wish I was, 10% that eloquent. We've had this so many good ones on there, like Reverend Pike, God, the fellow, you know, there's just so many of them on there, James. I've got too many. And probably, maybe one of my most favorite, I don't think I was able to participate, was when we had the survivors of the
Delivery.
Sorry.
And, you know, that's a show that we had just a couple of months ago, back June, on the very anniversary. We've made mention of it since we've come to RBN. Phil Turney, a fellow RBN host, along with Gary Brummett and Ron Kukol, on the Political Cesspool on the very day, 41 years after the fact, that the Liberty was bombed by Israel. They were on our show to talk about it. That was obviously a momentous interview. And there was just, as you said, Eddie, so many to mention. You look at the portfolio after 800 programs, and you're always going to leave out some names that you wish you could have remembered. But I know you're about to go, Eddie. We're going to be bringing on the other guys to talk about some of their more memorable moments, both in and outside of the studios, as we've been doing this program. 60 seconds to go. Anything you'd like to say, Ed?
Well, I would just like to say it's been a great ride. I've met some wonderful people in my life. Every single one of you guys, you, James.
Not that it's ending. We'll be here next week. I don't want to give the wrong impression, but it continues to be a great ride.
It's been a wonderful ride. I've met people that I never would have met before, like you and the chief and the Bill and Winston and just all the gang and the guys, guys that I've met over in Alabama that I never would have met before. And I'd just like to, in closing, I'd like to just tell the people that don't ever think that you're alone thinking like you think. If you're just because you're a white European, ethnocentricist, you're not alone. There's many, many, many more people think like you do than you believe.
Eddie means rationally when he says think like you do.
Many people would like you to believe that you're alone, but you're not. And I love everybody on the cesspool, and I really, really appreciate RBN having us on too.
RBN because is the best, and so are you, Eddie. I know you got to be at work. We got 5 seconds. Good night, my friend. I love you. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, good night, fella.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
We're actually joined online now by the man who you hear in all of those bumper spots, Art Frith. Art Frith was our producer and studio engineer at WLRM for about the first 3 years of our program. Then he retired and moved to Michigan, and I took over the job of running the board.
Yeah,
that was
sure
pretty good.
Downhill from there.
It was all downhill from there. But Art still does a lot of our production work from his home in Michigan, and we're very thankful for that. And we're also joined now by Peter Stanton, who you've heard contributing on this program a couple of times here over the last couple of months on RBN. Peter has served a couple of different roles over the tenure that we've been on air. Pete has served as our European correspondent when he was stationed overseas, and now he calls in from suburban, well, not suburban D.C. He's in Virginia, but Norfolk, Virginia. So welcome, Art and Peter, two men whose contributions to this program have been integral. So, Art, okay, first start with you. You
oh, yeah?
were in for a lot of shows and a lot of laughs. Here, as we celebrate our birthday, what memories jump out at you first and foremost? What are the most vivid memories of your time with us?
Of course, all the shows that that Peter was on.
Are you there, Pete?
Yes, I am.
So you hear Art paying homage to you. Besides the shows that Peter was on.
And, of course, Lieutenant Dulias and the Civil War month shows that we did.
Art's right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we had some very good, and all of the credit to this goes to one of our former co-hosts, Jess Bonds. I was there, but Jess put together back in last April specifically, or it would have been, I guess, the April of 2007, an incredible Confederate History Month series, and that is one of the biggest treasures in our archives. So if you go back and you're browsing through the show and the War Between the States or the Confederacy is something that intrigues you, go and listen to the broadcast archives of April 07. Thanks for bringing that up, Art. The Confederate History Month series, that certainly was a feather in the hat of this program. And then you mentioned Lieutenant Godfrey Doulias, and I know that for you, Peter, too, was a very memorable program. If anyone doesn't know who Lieutenant Godfrey Doulias is, he was actually a former pilot of the Luftwaffe during World War II and wrote a book that details his time spent in the Bolshevik gulags, and it was a very memorable program. Why did you like that show so much, Art, though, by the way?
He talked a lot and kept you off the air.
All right, Pete, what about you? What was so good about
that
show?
Because if the dartboard had been in a better location, Peter favorites. And I would have traded jobs.
Well, what I liked about Lieutenant Doulias was here's a guy who lived World War II. I mean, he was there, and plus he was a fighter for the Luftwaffe. So it wasn't, you know, your grandfather saying, "Oh, back in 40 whatever, we invaded the beach of Normandy." Here's a guy who saw it from a different point of view. Number one, and number two, we found out how bad the Gulag is. Because history is totally ignoring of all the atrocities of the Soviet Union. You know, how many times we heard about the 6 million Jews in the concentration camps? Was that bad? Yes. But you never heard about the tens of millions of people Joseph Stalin killed either.
Well, there you go. But you can hear about it on this program. And we might be the only show who has ever interviewed this fellow. But it was intriguing. You know, the man's over 80 years old, but so polite, so jovial. Another true gem of the broadcast archives of our program over the last couple of years. Check out the interview with Lieutenant Godfrey Doulias. Now, those are serious interviews. And, of course,
when he talks about him shooting down that one British pilot, and then they ran into each other at the prisoner of war camp, and they shook hands and sat down for a drink and talked about, hey, how about that shot, or how about this? You know,
just the stories you'll never hear anywhere else, and these are real stories. I believe he said as the Brit was parachuting, he saluted him.
Yeah, but he looked at what kind of salute.
Later. You know, so that what a story, and a story you'll only hear on this program. And we were all there that night. But, and I know, Peter, you mentioned the USS Liberty interview. Eddie mentioned it. That's a big interview for all of us. What a great and rare privilege to be able to talk to those heroes on such a horrendous anniversary. But another one. I know you'll remember this, Art. Now, Art, I want you to quarterback this thing and tell folks the story because, Pete, this is something that you brought up, too. The night that Sonny Landham, movie star Sonny Landham, called in from the hospital. Art, tell him that story.
When he told the nurse where to go because he was on the air doing an interview and she couldn't give him a shot.
What happened was we had Sonny booked in advance to come on a particular night. So we call up his cell phone. And when I call him up in the commercial break to get him on the air, he says, well, I forgot to tell you, it just came up. I'm in the hospital. I got to have surgery in the morning. I'm a little drugged up, but the show must go on. So I was like, well, you know, if Sonny says, you know, he's okay to do the show, you know, he'd been on quite a few times before. So we let him come on, and, I think he'd had the IV had been running a little bit too long. Well, Pete, what do you remember about that show?
That was probably the funniest car wreck I ever heard on radio. That interview is stuff you cannot make up. I mean, people in radio make a lot of money trying to come up with funny bits and scripts and this, that, and the other thing, but, I mean, that was 100% real, and I thought it was just absolutely hysterical, too. I give Sonny Landham credit, because here's this guy just out of it, and he wants to be on the radio. And you guys, you know, instead of saying, oh, Sonny, why don't you just take a break, you know, we'll call you next time, you let him say his piece.
Oh, and he made more sense on drugs than James usually does sober.
You can't tell Sonny no, But speaking of funny times and non-scripted, you know, genuinely funny times, you know, because we've had so many great guests. I mean, you're talking about Dr. Kevin McDonald. We've had so many PhDs and elected officials and entertainers and very serious programs. General Hal Moore, I know that was a big show, Art, that we did. Mm-hmm. General Hal Moore, he wrote the book We Were Soldiers, the movie. Mel Gibson made the movie portraying his character. We had Drew Lackey, who was the guy seen in the iconic photo with Rosa Parks, fingerprinting Rosa Parks when she was arrested for the, you know, bus stunt. And we had him on. We've had so many figures of history and contemporary political figures like Paul Craig Roberts and Pat Buchanan. We've had some very, many, many very serious shows dealing about very important issues. But as y'all mentioned, and I think what we're here to talk about tonight is not all the gloom and doom that we so often focus on, but talking about the stuff that we've had that are fun behind the scenes, little tidbits as we celebrate our anniversary here. 4 years, we've made it 4 years.
I know
years.
Peter asked another one of those. You mentioned better time zone now.
I wasn't even there for this one. I was out of town giving a speech. I don't know where. But when you retired, Art, when you moved, we're getting ready to move to Michigan, and the original co-founder of this program, Austin Farley, was in for the farewell to Art Frith. And I believe y'all spent the entire 2 hours lampooning me. What went on that night, guys?
That was one of the best. That was number one show, as far as I was concerned. You weren't there. And
went on there, because I wasn't there for that one.
Funny, that one never made it to the archives. I wonder what happened to that show.
You tell me. What did it? Pete, what do you remember from that show?
I remember Austin Farley took over for Art Frith, who was his last appearance on the cesspool. And I forgot who Austin had it in with Chief Frith, but it was one of the funniest shows ever.
I think it was just Austin, Jess, and me.
Yeah, I mean, I was just cracking up. I had that was probably one of the best shows I ever heard.
For a guy that doesn't get up before 3 o'clock every day, I mean, we got some pretty good material, even if I have to say so myself.
Hey, we've never had a dull show. You know, it doesn't matter what we're doing. Even if we're doing it all wrong, it's still going to make for good radio. And I guess that's a testament to our longevity. But we've also had a lot of good times outside of the broadcast booth. That time we went down to the casino and Eddie treated us off to the going away feast.
Well, see, I had to work as usual.
Yeah, well, we enjoyed it. But that was
a good time.
Course,
I wasn't
Pete,
there.
Yeah, you weren't there, but, you know, I'm talking to Pete now anyway. But I'm just kidding, Chief. But, Pete, the time we all went out, you had come into town to pay us a little visit. We all went out and sang karaoke. That was a pretty good night.
Yep, and I just got the pitch that developed Friday, and it came out pretty good. And I got a picture of Danny and some other girl. I'm like, who the hell took this picture? And so I got the mail to you because I'll mail other pictures of the cesspool gang when I was down in Memphis.
So you just now, this week, got the pictures developed from 2 years ago.
You're using film?
No, in 2007.
All right, a year and a half ago.
Right.
Anyway,
you got
Art's a freelance photographer.
You're using film?
Spare time.
Say again, Art?
Huh?
What are you saying?
I said, you're using film?
Yeah, I'm still using film. I mean, I'm calling the show on a rotary phone.
All right. What else we got? All right, Pete, you got to quickly tell the story. We only got about 3 minutes left in this segment.
All right,
quickly tell the story about, and Art, you were already gone by this time, but this is obviously the same week because you've only been here once.
Right.
The time we all went to Range USA to attend the Ron Paul rally.
Right. When Jeff Melton was with the crew, he was running
seconds.
The Ron Paul.
Anyway, we got 15 seconds. I don't know how I missed this. Never mind. Just set tight, right, guys. We're going to bring it back in just a minute. So don't go anywhere. Art Frith and Peter Stanton continuing on with their recollections right after.
There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyoungliving.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We always love this time of year. It gives us the opportunity to kind of look back on where we've come from. And we hope you're enjoying it, too, because the nature of this program is very serious, and we take our work, obviously, quite serious. But at the same time, you ought to be able to enjoy fellowship with your compatriots, and we certainly have a very loving, and I mean that in the most masculine way possible, but a very close relationship, a very tight-knit crew here in the Political Festival. And we hope that you enjoy time spent with your fellow activists as much as we enjoy time spent with each other. Here right now, you've already heard from Eddie Miller earlier in the program. We've got to get to Bill Rowland, Winston Smith, and Gaurav Ahuja in just a moment, but we're talking with Pete Stanton and our producer, Art Frith. Pete, we only have about 3 minutes before we got to go to another break. You were quickly going to tell the story about the night the Cesspool Gang went to Range, USA to attend the Ron Paul meetup rally.
Yep. Jeff Melton, who was with the program at the time, was helping with the Memphis Ron Paul campaign, so he had a little meetup or whatever at Range, USA. So being Cesspool, you know, compatriots, we decided to show our faces. So I'm sitting next to Winston, and we're passing notes on a post-it like two kids in grade school. I was commenting on the girl in front of us who had about 12 shades of color in her hair, and she looked like a New York Daily News truck, which trades paint with any parked car in the city of New York. So then somebody brought up the idea, says, well, since this is Memphis, we have a large black population, we ought to do something to do, you know, get the black people involved. And Eddie the Bombardier Miller earned his nickname that night. He just went off. And my jaw and the jaw of Winston Smith just dropped. I was like, holy crap. I don't remember quite what he was saying, but I was like, oh, my God.
And yeah, it's language not suitable for network radio, we assure you. And Eddie was summarily ejected from the room.
Right. And,
I've seen Eddie get ejected from town hall meetings with our congressmen. So you can dress him up, but you can't take him to town. But I love him. And I love Eddie the Bombardier Miller, but he is a fiery one. And that was a night for the record books. But Art, I got to turn it over to you before we go to break. Final word. Anything you want to say, and I really do appreciate y'all taking the time to come on tonight.
Just look out, you never when I'm walking back in the studio.
I have no idea what you just said.
What?
What did you say?
I said just watch out, you never know when I'm walking back in the studio.
That's true. Art does kind of just come in and out, you know. You never know when he's going to show up. He just kind of pops up like a specter. Harking back to the Halloween stuff. But listen, in all sincerity, guys, I want to thank you so much for the role you've played and the role you continue to play in the cultivation of this program. We certainly wouldn't be here if it weren't for the contributions that y'all have made over the years. Art, especially
all right,
you.
Happy birthday, baby boy. I'm out of here to go play tag with Bambi.
All right, go get. Now, Art's actually at work right now at a radio station up in Michigan, so he's taking off. He's got to go home.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
navigate.
Something that you don't do?
That's another thing. If folks don't understand where all this ribbing is coming from, yeah, Art always liked to razz the young buck of the stable here, and that would be me, only 28 years old, and I was even younger when I first met Art, but I don't know. We let him get away with it. We love him too much. But anyway, Pete, thanks also for coming on tonight and being with us. We got to move on. We got a couple other guys we want to talk to tonight here during these on-air birthday festivities, but always good to talk to you, my friend.
All right, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for reminiscing with me. Well, actually, now I'm hearing we've got 2 minutes left, so let's just go ahead and get Garab Ahuja on the line. I thought we were about out of time. I don't know what's going on. I'm all off tonight. I'm discombobulated. Garab, are you there?
Yes, I am, James.
Good to have you. Folks, you might not know the name unless you've really scoured the bowels of our website, but the man on the line now, Garab Ahuja, plays a very significant role behind the scenes in the production of this radio program. We're very proud about the guest list that we have. It features some very prominent names. And the man responsible for booking most of those individuals is the man on the line now, Garab Ahuja. He is our official booking agent for the cesspool. And thanks for taking the time tonight to come on the show, Garab. Good to hear from you.
Oh, it's good to be on, James. I've been on twice before, and I'm... And every time I get on, I'm nervous.
Well, it's got a big audience out there. I can remember talking about all the reminiscing, I can remember just being petrified the first night, 4 years ago. But after 800 of them, you get used to it. But listen, I want to tell you, publicly, I know we've talked about it before. I really, of course, value the contributions you give to this show because you are the one that puts all these great guests in front of us. It makes for good radio when you have expert guests to talk to. And with that being said, you're a man who has been responsible for the booking of the majority of our guests. Who are some of your favorites? If you hate to play favorites, but just getting in the mind of the guy who's responsible for all these shows, list a couple of favorites, and then we're going to hold you over through the break. We got about 30 seconds.
Thank you. That's very heartening what you said. There's so many that you could choose from, as you said. Jared Taylor is someone that I really like. I know him decently, and he seems to share quite a bit with me. And
Garab, just sit tight. Don't mean to cut you off. We got to go to break. We're going to pick it up right there with Jared Taylor when we return. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen.
Messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today, and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus 7 other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient 1-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We are on with our booking agent, Rob Ahuja. He was talking about some of his most memorable programs and the guests he has enjoyed. Again, it's so hard to play favorites because we've never really had a bad show. We've never had a bad guest. But some of those, I guess, for sentimental reasons or other reasons, stand out more in each individual's mind. You were mentioning Jared Taylor as one of your favorites, obviously one of mine as well, the editor of American Renaissance. Who are some others that jump out at you, Grof?
Is Walter Block, who for unfortunate reasons couldn't come back another time, but when he made his appearance, he showed his humor and his candor. Professor Block is a person that not only goes against the grain of, let's say, his fellow Jews, but really against society, and he's a well-rounded, politically incorrect person, and those are the types of people that I like. Jared Taylor's like that, and other guests I'll mention who's also like that is Professor
Block. You have a knack for booking us with PhDs. I can remember during one stretch, one particular month back in the program's history, I think for about 2 or 3 weeks straight, and this is when we were broadcasting Monday through Friday, we had nothing but PhDs and folks with doctorates, and really added to the not only the credibility but the intellectual esteem of the program. And that's just one of the many contributions you've
given this program. And but continue on. Speaking of PhDs, and of course Dr. Walter Block was one of those. Peter Brimelow, a man you booked for us, the author of Alien Nation. Who else, Garoff?
Oh man, there's quite a few. As I mentioned before, Professor Gottfried is a guy who's been on the show multiple times. Mr. Alexander liked him so much that he, I think, had a 45 minute or 1 hour conversation, just as if they were talking on a phone. Those are obviously two smart men who had a great conversation that could cancel out any questions, let's say, you would set up. And that's something that I don't know if people realize out there, that you know, there is some planning done into the show. It's not all ad hoc. Some of it can be ad hoc, but you do have to plan for the show.
Oh, absolutely, and I think the show has become increasingly more disciplined and refined as we've, come of age, so to speak. It was fun to talk with Art and Pete in the previous segment about some of the lighthearted and good times we've had, jovial times. But with regards to the work that we do take so seriously on this program and the fruits of our labors, there is certainly a formula behind it.
Yeah, I remember one time I booked Dr. Bill Snarty. And that was
a nutritional health expert.
Yes, that's right. He was off the beaten path, but when we had a weekday show, it was refreshing, and I think he illuminated some things that were important to our listeners. Sometimes you don't directly jump into the political fray. You get into issues that, of course, are affected by politics, which basically every issue is, everything. But there are things that I know our listeners are interested in besides how government messes up our lives. And that issue, the health, of course, is an issue in terms of the way government messes up our lives. But health is it's not always directly linked to that, but Dr. Snarty was he's a great person, and you guys, I forgot who's co-hosting with you that night, but you guys seem to get along well with him, and I think that's someone we'll definitely have back on again.
Absolutely, and it's funny that as you mentioned these programs, it takes me back to a place in time I can remember, the very conversation sitting there in the studio. I remember all of these. It's as if they're all my children. So I have 800 kids. And of course, we've had some very, very memorable and much talked about, thought-provoking interviews with folks like David Duke as well, who's always a great guest. But I think Bill Rowland's finally on the line. Bill, are you there?
I am here, James.
Now, Bill Rowland needs no introduction to anyone. He's been on with me so much since we've come to RBN, but it's good to have you on now in the waning moments. And of course, we're doing that which we do every year, and that's talk about ourselves here on our birthday. So, Bill, as I've asked everyone else, Art, Chris, Garoff, Peter, Eddie, myself, favorite shows. What shows jump out at you as the ones that you talk about when you make mention of this program?
Well, of course, it's always enjoyable when we interview Sam Dixon. To me, some of his interviews that we have had have been enjoyable for me, just being on the air with him. Such a brilliant mind and such a quick intellect, to look into and probe different problems and discuss different problems. The interview we had with the foremost expert on the Shroud of Turin, of course, I think I was alone on that interview that night, and that was sort of at the helm of the show on that evening, but the America's foremost expert on the Shroud of Turin was just an absolutely riveting.
And that was Barry Schwartz, of course.
Barry Schwartz, right, was a riveting interview. I think that's still in our archives. A little bit different. It was certainly different than what we usually do. It wasn't political. It wasn't social. It was just a program of interest to a lot of people. And I certainly enjoyed that program. Virtually all the shows are fun. I mean, whenever I'm on the political cesspool, I'm on because it's a fun show. And we enjoy ourselves, and it's just like visiting with old friends.
Well, we'd have to enjoy it because there's no pay in it, but much more than just doing something to pass time or to do for kicks, we do it because we believe we're contributing something good for our people. And this program has become quite well known, perhaps the most recognized program that is of a pro-white persuasion. I believe Winston Smith now on the line. We're having a party. We're having a party tonight, and everybody's invited. Garava Hooja on the line, our booking agent. You just heard from Bill Rowland, now Winston Smith. So, Winston, same question to you that's been asked all night. Favorite shows?
Favorite shows. I think at the very top is going to be the shows we've done with Lieutenant Godfrey Dulias. I like those shows, especially the first one that we did. He's been on a couple of times, but the first one, I was out of my wood shop, and I was working away there, listening to the show, and I started listening to that man talk, and I stopped working, and I just sat there and listened to him talk, and it was one of those shows where you know the person you're listening to is making you a better person, and I walked away from that interview feeling bigger, feeling like a better man. That has to be my favorite show. Also, the interview we did with the USS Liberty survivors, the show we did with Dr. David Duke, the Hunley show, which I did the interview with Senator Glenn McConnell. I think the most memorable show I did, though, was with The Exorcist. Folks, James had...
We were just talking about the seriousness nature of the show, but we still have a good time with it. And I know, Winston, you've been listening all night from overseas, and I know you were excited when Pete Stanton and Art Frith were on the line. But, right, when Winston first became a co-host of this program, he kind of went through a hazing or initiation process. And tell him that that ordeal, Winston.
Well, I was at work one day, and James called and said, "Hey, you know, I got a problem. I know I'm supposed to be in there with you tonight, but I can't. Can you do the show yourself?" And I said, "Oh, sure, no problem." And he said, "Oh, there's one more thing. Our friend Austin Farley has this friend, and he wants to know if you would interview him for tonight's show." And I said, "Oh, no problem. What's the issue?" And James said, "Well, he's an exorcist. He's a lay exorcist." And I said, "What are you talking about, an exorcist?" He said, "You know, like Linda Blair. Demons out and all that." So I said, "Oh, well, you know, what the heck, you know, show must go on, just like Sonny Landon said." So we got this guy on, he's an exorcist, and I asked him the questions, and he said, "You can do an exorcism anytime. You can do an exorcism while you're in the shower. I'll do an exorcism right now. How about I cast the demons out of Ted Kennedy?" So we started doing this exorcism on Ted Kennedy right over the air.
I think somebody's analyzing Winston's phone connection as we speak, but if you couldn't hear him, he is overseas and I think calling in over the internet. If you couldn't hear Winston just then, the guy that we had him on with that night, and this, the guy was serious, but we weren't. And, I guess that's the only time we really weren't serious with the guy. I mean, we wanted to let him have his say, but anyway, I think he exercised George Bush on the air, and apparently it failed.
Yeah.
But, so we've had good time. We've had bad times, we've had laughs, we've cried, we've suffered victory. I don't guess we've suffered victory, but we've sustained victory and endured defeat. And Bill, one of those victories that we went through had your fingerprints all over it, and that was specifically the defense that the political cesspool had of the three Confederate parks here in Memphis. And that was back in April of 2005, and that was, I guess, our first taste with a crush of media attention. Certainly the media attention we garnered there would pale in comparison to that which would follow as the program became more and more renowned. But remind the folks what went down there with regard to the Confederate Park controversy of 2005 in Memphis.
As with many places in the South, Memphis went through an ordeal of having certain leaders or black politicians in Memphis and black activists attempting to change the names of our parks here, from Confederate Park and Jefferson Davis Park and Nathan Bedford Forest Park into something else. And of course, there was a great simulated outcry against these parks. There was no actual real opposition to the parks. It was, of course, all generated by a handful of disgruntled politicians. But nevertheless, these parks' names were going to be changed and the monuments removed and so forth, or that was at least the intention of the people who were trying to get rid of the names. And our show was virtually the only group in town who said, we've got to stand up and stop this, and we can't use conventional methods. We've got to come up with a way to stop this. And of course, we did. We put together a vigil at Confederate Park. We got a big media coverage locally and some national coverage, and we prevented the parks from being essentially, I guess you'd say, pillaged of their heritage.
And it was because of our efforts, and we will take credit for this, because we were awarded the Dixie Defender Award from the Sons of Confederate Veterans for our role in the defense of the Confederate parks here. And, of course, Bill, it was all due to your masterminding. But this was perhaps one of the only instances in which Al Sharpton canceled a scheduled march, and that was because of the efforts of not just our program, but in fact our listeners who were on the ground there with us.
Well, it's interesting that is the only time that Al Sharpton ever canceled a march, was when we set up a vigil at Confederate Park, which would have been on his march route. But ultimately, his effort and his protest against the parks was a complete failure. And I think it was because that you know, a handful of people did stand up to this menace and did say, we're not just going to let this happen. And our Confederate parks are still our Confederate parks, at least for the time being. And I do think that it was certainly the political cesspool. In fact, there's no doubt that the political cesspool played the dynamic and pivotal role in keeping the parks intact. So,
and as we continue to follow the upward trajectory, the program would become, and listen, it was really in small part to us, the divine providence, I believe, had a hand on this. Certainly, we are the sum of all of our parts. So many great people work behind the scenes and on air to bring this show, and of course, through it all, we're sustained by the management here at WLRM, certainly the great folks at RBN. Who air our program, and then the folks who work on our website, and of course the listeners above all, the listeners who have sustained this program since day one and continuing to this day. And 4 years isn't a long time, but it's a lot longer than most volunteer efforts make it, and we've made it with much gusto, making it all the way to CNN a handful of times, and those video appearances, in addition to all of the shows we've been talking about and hundreds more, available on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org. I want to toss it back over to Winston. Are you still there, Winston?
I am still here.
All right, good. And you got a better connection again. It's so rare that we have the opportunity to have all four of us and some of the extended staff on the air at the same time. I just, you know, revel in it. But Peter Stanton was talking about a lot of the off-the-air, outside of the studios gatherings we've had. We only have about 2 minutes before break, and I certainly want to give Gaurav a final word, too. Your favorite outside of the studio moment, Winston?
Peter hit on the two that immediately spring to mind at the Ron Paul rally at Range USA and our karaoke evening. Certainly memorable, but really, James, my favorite off-air events have to do with when it's just us hanging out. I've been over to Bill Rowland's home a few times. And I've enjoyed that immensely. By the way, Bill, it's good to hear you. And yes, you deserve the lion's share of the credit for saving the Confederate parks there. But James, just being over at your house and the dinner to which Eddie the Bombardier Miller took us down at the Gold Strike Casino, probably one of the most memorable nights of my life in that restaurant. Surrounded by mahogany and marble and the dedicated wait staff, and we had our own private room for enjoying that sumptuous feast. To sum it all up, the thing that stands out in my mind most about being a part of the cesspool staff is this wonderful brotherhood that we share among ourselves, and that carries over into our relationship with our audience and in the speaking engagements to which we go. I am so proud and so honored to be a part of the cesspool staff, because I am so proud and so honored to be a part of the movement. I'm honored to be associated with the great people, the people who have paid the price, like Dr. David Duke and Pastor Rob and Jared Taylor. These are men who have paid the price with very little money, if any, and yet we continue on because we believe in what we're doing.
And we're a family, as you alluded to before we go to break. We're a family. Y'all were all here for my wedding. You know, there's just life experiences that are so rich, and much more so, ladies and gentlemen, than just having this segment here on this program tonight to pat ourselves on the back for that which we've accomplished, which really pales in comparison to the ancestors who came before us and what they had to sacrifice. It shows what you can do if you put your mind to it and enjoy each other's company in the spirit of fellowship. We're going to take a break and wrap everything up, tie it all together right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hi there. The political cesspool listeners are well informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I want to again thank all of the members of our hosting staff and production team for the role they play in this program. For coming on tonight and retracing some of the steps we've taken over the last 4 years, we've come a long way since that first show, and now things truly have never been better as we're here on RBN and substantial syndication, and we couldn't be happier with our current placement here on the network. There have been some people that you didn't hear from tonight that play a very big role in this program, our web team, our webmasters,
previous cast members such as Austin Farley, the man who co-founded this program with me back in 2004, and other co-hosts that have come and gone over the years, Jess Bonds and Jeff Melton. But, gentlemen, we only have about 3 minutes left. I want to give each of you an opportunity, about 30 seconds apiece, to just kind of chart the forecast for where you see this show going over the next 4 years, beginning next week. Gaurav, I'll start with you.
All right. Sometimes you have to look back to look forward. And one of the things I wanted to do with this show was to build up a big enough guest list so that we had a certain amount of credibility and we could go back to that guest list and not seem repetitive. My number that I was thinking about was around 100. And when I look at the guest list at the website, I think we have either hit the number or close. So, I think we're at a point where, we can say, you know, if we repeat guests, from all the times that we've had on, we won't be redundant, and that's a very good place to reach, and I'm glad we've reached it.
And we're going to continue to strive to have bigger, better guests and more of them. Bill, 30 seconds.
Well, first of all, this is the first time I've been on the air with Gaurav, and I want to say, Gaurav, for me, thank you for the excellent work you've done. You've certainly provided us with absolutely top-notch guests, and so from me to you, thank you for all of your work, and I want you to know it is not that it is greatly appreciated by me and the whole staff. What I would like to say is God bless us all. God has blessed this show. He has blessed each and every one of us. We should be grateful to Him as always for all of our success, and we owe nothing to ourselves, everything to Him.
Winston, are you still there? Winston is still there. You just can't hear him. And I know Winston's overseas trying to connect on the internet. Winston, if you can hear me, I speak for the entire cast and crew, Winston, Bill and Rob, and everyone else who's been on the show tonight. Thank you for your continued contributions. And I know it's a hassle with a 13-hour time differential to always be with us as much as you are, and we look forward to having you back here in Memphis soon. For the entire audience, thank you so much for helping us be here for 4 years. And as the program continues to grow, please don't forget to financially contribute to the program. You can do that at our website. We've been here for 4 years. We look forward to being with you for a lot longer and having the content of the program continue to improve. And it all begins next week. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody. God bless you. And happy Halloween, everyone. Good night for the Political Cesspool. I'm James Edwards.
Learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Same old thing.